This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Chuck Penfold in Bonn. The Pentagon says it will continue to send U.S. aircraft carriers to the Persian Gulf despite a warning not to do so from Tehran. The Pentagon's press secretary said the U.S. would continue to deploy military assets to the Gulf in accordance with international law and to maintain a constant state of high vigilance to ensure the flow of sea commerce. He was responding to a statement from the head of the Iranian army who threatened unspecified action if U.S. aircraft carriers returned to the region. At the same time, though, the Pentagon spokesman said Washington was not seeking a confrontation over the Strait of Hormuz. Last month, Iran threatened to blockade the seaway, which is a key route for oil tankers. No breakthroughs emerged from the first meeting between Israeli and Palestinian negotiators in more than a year. The two sides met with members of the so-called Mideast Quartet, that's the EU, the UN, Russia, and the US, in Jordan on Tuesday. The Jordanian foreign minister said the talks were held in a positive atmosphere, and the two sides had agreed to continue talks. It wasn't clear whether this would include direct negotiations between the two sides. Talks had been stalled since September of 2010, when a 10-month Israeli moratorium on the new construction of settlements expired. The Palestinians have refused to return to the table while Israel builds settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Israel insists on talks without prior conditions. Here in Germany, President Christian Wolff is coming under growing pressure after the news emerged that he attempted to stop a national newspaper from publishing a story about a private loan he used to buy his family home. Wolff reportedly tried to call the editor-in-chief of the mass-circulation Bild newspaper to try to convince him to kill the story, which unleashed a scandal when it was published last month. When he couldn't reach the editor, he left an angry message on his voicemail. Now reporters from another paper, the Welt am Sonntag, have said that Wolff tried to bully them about a separate story. The head of the parliamentary party of the opposition Social Democrats, Thomas Oppermann, told reporters on Tuesday that no president was above the law, including that which guarantees the freedom of the press. Chancellor Angela Merkel, who belongs to Wolf's Christian Democratic Union, has not commented on the latest allegations. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. The European Central Bank has named Peter Prat of Belgium as its new chief economist. The 62-year-old former Belgian bank officer takes over from the ECB's former chief economist, Germany's Jürgen Stark. He stepped down at the end of last year. The German-born Prat has been a member of the ECB's executive board since last June. The Taliban says it plans to open its first office in a foreign country. A statement published on the radical Islamist movement's purported website said they had held preliminary talks with all relevant sides, including Qatar. The mention of Qatar has led to speculation that this is where that office will be located. The statement said the office would be used for negotiations, which some see as an indication that the Taliban is now open to a negotiated peace after more than a decade of fighting against the Kabul government and international forces in Afghanistan. The government's top peace negotiator responded to the statement by describing it as a gesture of good faith. The Arab League Observer's mission in Syria is facing growing criticism over the fact that their presence has done little to stop the ongoing violence in the country. Opposition activists said at least another 9 people were killed on Tuesday. They also contradicted an Arab League claim that the Syrian military had pulled out of residential areas. They posted a video on the internet showing military vehicles in what they said was the city of Homs. Such reports are difficult to verify due to a Syrian ban on foreign journalists. The United Nations estimates that more than 5,000 people have been killed since the regime of President Bashar al-Assad began its crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators. Egyptian voters are going to the polls in the third and final round of parliamentary elections. The voting, which began on Tuesday morning, is to be held over 2 days. These are the first elections since former President Hosni Mubarak stepped down in the face of mass protests against his rule 1 year ago. Islamist parties are expected to dominate the new assembly. And for more news and information, you can visit our website. That's at dw-world.de. Chuck Penfold, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.